Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for September 20th, 2021. But before we dive in, I'd absolutely love it if you could drop a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. It really helps us reach more people, and I just flat out appreciate it. But let's get back to our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. For over a year now, we've been watching with anticipation as Google develops its first foldable Pixel phone, codenamed Passport. Thanks to details in the upcoming Android 12.1 build, we've learned that Google has another foldable Pixel in the works, codenamed Jumbo Jack. Last year, we uncovered the first real evidence of Google having a foldable device in the works. In development under the codename Passport, this device was slated at the time of release to be Q4 2021. In the time since then, details of the device have become more concrete, with minor tidbits about that foldable even appearing in Android 12 beta builds. According to a source familiar with the development of Android, the upcoming mid-cycle release that we're tentatively calling Android 12.1 includes details about a second Pixel foldable. This second device goes by the codename Jumbo Jack, and we were also able to corroborate the existence of Jumbo Jack in documentation that we've previously viewed here at 9to5 Google. There are multiple instances of Jumbo Jack being used as a tester device. At the time, it was, and perhaps still is, the only foldable running Android 12. For instance, Google used it to test the addition of Posture to Android APIs, with Posture being hinge positions like opened, closed, half opened, and flipped. One plausible explanation is that Jumbo Jack is simply an internal testing device. However, Google also explicitly refers to it as a Pixel. Jumbo Jack will also seemingly feature two displays, and when this Pixel is folded, the second display becomes unavailable. This suggests a design along the lines of the Galaxy Fold, with a large inner display and a smaller outer one. One interesting aspect of Jumbo Jack is that it's apparently including some tweaks to Android 12 that won't be introduced to other foldables until Android 12.1. More specifically, this second Pixel foldable handles split screen in a new way, likely akin to the work Samsung has done for its foldables. While the inclusion of these features ahead of Android 12.1 could speak to this foldable Pixel coming before this mid-cycle release, we've not seen any signs of Jumbo Jack appearing in the usual Pixel applications. As for the Jumbo Jack codename itself, this seems to be reference to the Jumbo Jack cheeseburger from Jack in the Box. Yes, that's true, and it's not clear whether these cheeseburger origins are a hint to its design, folding hamburger style, like the Galaxy Z Flip, instead of the hot dog style, like the Galaxy Z Fold. For now, we don't really have any other clues about this particular Pixel foldable, such as the chip used or the size of its displays. Similarly, we're not sure how Jumbo Jack relates to the other Pixel foldable Passport, whether these two devices would release side by side or separated by a year, or if both will be released even at all. We'll continue to watch though for more evidence of Jumbo Jack over the coming months. Google has long marked its company birthday on September 27th, even though the incorporation actually took place earlier on September 4th. And in recent years, international Google stores in Europe and Asia Pacific have run deals to mark this occasion. For its 23rd birthday, Google looks to be giving store purchasers this upcoming weekend an unspecified offer on the Pixel 6. The Google store in Australia was the first to put up banners saying "We've got a surprise for you" on the homepage, and the company tells customers to join us on 25th of September to celebrate Google's birthday. Though there might be some multiple tiers to this celebration, as blue banners across store.google.com says that there will be a 24-hour sale on the 27th of September. Discounts are par for the course during this sale, but what's new is the message that you can buy and subscribe to get an offer on the upcoming Pixel 6. The terms and conditions at the bottom of the page explain how only those who made a purchase on the Google Store from Australia between a certain date, between the 25th and the 27th of September 2021, will be eligible for this offer. Of course, the exact nature of this offer is not detailed, but the logistics involve receiving a promotional code via the email address that was used to place an order on the Google Store by 30th of November 2021, and you will have until December 31st, 2021 to redeem this code. This could either be a discount on the Pixel 6, but it's more likely a free accessory with your order. The terms of service implies it's going to be the latter, with Google working on a new Pixel stand, or at least evidence that we've seen they are working on a refresh of that stand. In the Google Store here in the UK also references the upcoming birthday sale, while Australia and Japan are currently the only regional sites that mention how buying something this weekend will get you a Pixel 6 related deal. It's not clear what countries this offer will be available in, and in past years the US and Canada have been excluded. That said, it may be worthwhile heading over to the Google Store in your region to see if there are any offers on devices and whatnot available to you. On Thursday last week, we got a look at the print campaign Google is running for its upcoming flagship, and additional Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro billboards highlight how the design, especially the screens, between the smaller and larger models diverge. The latest billboards from photographer David Urbank show off the phones in almost every colour, although there is no black Pixel 6 Pro. When possible, Google is advertising the 6 and the 6 Pro together, though the larger phone appears first, either on the top or at the left of any billboard layout. It remains interesting that Google is marketing these devices individually rather than part of a family or line of devices. Meanwhile, each billboard advertises a different feature in the upper right corner of the phone, things such as Google Lens, Maps, Chat, or even the camera itself. These side-by-side shops have helped demonstrate how the Pixel 6 Pro's 6.7-inch display is curved at the sides versus the flat 6.4-inch screen on the Pixel 6. The latter ends up having noticeably thicker bezels when looking at the device head-on, especially towards the corners. This effect is further highlighted by the regular 6 having matte black side rails. In comparison, the Pro has a matching black, silver or gold aluminium frame that helps distinguish the screen from the body, especially at the top and the bottom. Overall, the differences are pretty minute, but do serve as a continuation of how Pixel design has historically differed between sizes. While the original Pixel through the Pixel 4 were visually identical across the regular and XL variants, the Pixel 2 and 3 drastically differed. In fairness, Google has not advertised the Pixel 6 and 6 Pro as the same device, as the specs, the camera lenses, the refresh rate and more do have to differ. And finally, arguably the best part of Google TV is its ability to find the content on various streaming services that you can easily find where to stream the TV show or movie you want to watch. Now the library of streaming services supported by Google TV is expanding, this time with Crunchyroll. Rolled out sometime in the past few weeks, Google TV has quietly added support for the Crunchyroll library when searching for content. Anime series such as My Hero Academia, One Piece, Attack on Titan and others will show on Crunchyroll as the streaming option alongside other services that host the shows such as Netflix and Hulu. The Crunchyroll library should appear on Google TV automatically on supported content. No app or system updates appear to be needed to gain this. Notably too, Google TV has added Funimation to the Your Services menu under your account settings. Funimation acquired Crunchyroll just last month, so these two are essentially connected, despite the two services technically being separate. Turning on the Funimation toggle, as far as we can tell, doesn't add much beyond the Crunchyroll integration, as Funimation doesn't actually appear in searches. This latest addition only expands the list of streaming services supported by Google TV that now consists of 35. Google has not yet added Crunchyroll to its official list of services though, so it was worthwhile noting that it will be growing over the coming months. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.